Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Hey everyone, I'm Gypsy Rose Blanchard. So viewers will see in this season of Life After Lockup my struggles and mistakes I made, how I handled myself. I'm excited about motherhood. I get to share with my child the things that I didn't get to experience as a child myself. And Ken and I grow as a couple, seeing how we navigate parenthood, seeing how we navigate our relationship. It's gonna be great.
Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup. New episode tonight at 9, only on Lifetime.
Go loud.
The cheating scandal.
You have to tell us what happened.
That was just a crazy time. The only thing is, I actually haven't even said this on my own podcast yet.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Before I was on the medicine, when I get something in my head, I cannot let that go. That would be all I would think about 24 hours of the day for a week straight.
Welcome to Home I Drink with Charlene and Ellie, our podcast that group chat between your best friends, the girls bashing on a night out where you spill all the gossip on relationships, dilemmas, and life. If you're a return listener, then welcome back. And if you're new,
welcome.
You might be here as a new guest. A new listener because of our amazing guests today. So today on Home I Drink, we are very excited to have Beth Wire. Beth is known for her hilarious stories.
She's too funny.
Her unfilteredness and just being like totally herself online. She's just such a little light. She reminds me of a little pixie.
Yeah.
Around the place. So really excited to have her on today. If you are new here and want to find us a little bit more, we've Instagram, Home I Drink Pod. We are out every Wednesday. We have full episodes Wednesdays. Bonus episodes on Mondays called Home I Drink Extra Juice and full video on Thursday.
If you ever want to see us, we're on YouTube too.
If you want to watch Beth in action as well.
Yeah.
Thursdays at 12. Mm-hmm. Beth, welcome to Home I Drink.
Thanks for having me, guys. I'm so excited.
Oh, anyone
that went to our Dublin live show will know you, of course, from the live show as well.
Yeah. We had a little snippet of you on there. For a full episode.
That was lovely.
But I think the first video I've seen of yours. I think it was probably some kind of like scandal video.
Probably.
I think
something
is what
on
it
TikTok,
was.
Definitely.
I know.
Yeah. Well, how did you get into doing social media? Was it just.
It was never really my intention. Like, you know, the way some people, they've always been like, this is what I want to do. I want to be an influencer. I would just post every so often, kind of in lockdown. And my videos would get views when I would post them. But I never thought this is what I wanted to go into. And then when I broke up with my ex boyfriend, I started posting much more because whenever I'd go
that
to
was
post,
the way.
Yeah,
you have to.
Someone needs to take you down a peg or two, all this. And I'm like, why are you trying to humble me?
Why are exes like our biggest haters when they're with you?
So
like,
crazy. And I was just like, yeah, maybe you're right. Like, as if, you know? So then I was like, okay, New Year's resolution for 2024. Getting into posting all the time. Then I just start posting flat out and it's just kind of taken off, which is really great.
And your TikTok name is Beth and Wah.
Beth and Wah.
Can you tell us a story behind
that about the name? When I first saw you, I thought that was your second name.
Amwa.
Or like it was like a way of saying it.
Originally was like Beth Wire.
Okay.
And then I went to the pub one of the nights and I had like 100 followers at this point and I was like, oh my God, unbelievable. Like,
where's my free
gift? I'd only be posting, it was in lockdown, I'd be posting like Dance Moms voiceover videos. I'd be acting out all the parts, like that kind of, And I went to the pub and this fella goes to me, oh my God, you're on TikTok, aren't you? I seen you on TikTok. And I'm like, yeah. And he was like, yes, Scarlett for you. Laughed at.
Fuck off.
And I was like, And went home and changed my thing to Beth Anwa because I was like, yeah, Anwa.
Anwa.
Anwa,
yeah.
I do TikTok.
Yeah, Anwa, I do TikTok. I love it though. That makes sense.
And now, have you seen him since?
No.
No.
Good.
Good. And you have a podcast now as well?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just started I made my own in September with the whole scandal. I talked a bit with yous about it on the Hold My Drink show.
Yeah.
And then Bauer Media, Go Loud just reached out to me and said, like, what do you think? Would you like to work with us? I was like, obviously, get me in there.
Yeah. And how are you finding it?
I love it. Yeah, I really like it. One of my friends was like to me the other day, how do you have something to talk about every week if it's just you? I was like, I will always have something to talk about.
Yeah, we say that ourselves even, like, that we'd struggle. Like, maybe if there might be a week where one of us isn't here or something, like, we'd struggle. I remember doing it on my own and I kept being like, how long is left?
Two minute episode.
Like, I think I'd struggle, but you're finding it fine.
Like, yeah, sometimes Lucy's like, wrap it up. Like,
oh,
come
too
on.
Much stuff.
Yeah,
like,
you're done.
You just keep
That's
going.
Cool.
Do you feel like you, because you're by yourself, are you more likely to like, overshare things? And do you ever cut things out afterwards?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lucy would just be listening back and she's like, you can't say that.
You can't put that.
Yeah, you can't be doing that. And then when you kind of get started with Go Loud, they give you the potential of live shows, obviously, like yours have done. I was like, if I was on a live show, you can't edit yourself, you know? I'm going to have to go out with post-it cards and be like...
reading word for word.
Yeah. Because sometimes I just say stuff. And I'm like... did I just say that?
Yeah.
I was like crazy. Yeah. But I don't even mean it. It's because just afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's different having a conversation with your friends.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're in a room, especially like us, we sit there, we forget your recordings.
Yeah.
You think like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, shit, people are going to listen to this and like potentially...
I know.
...judge. And
yeah.
It's always overcancel.
Like, and there's things you don't even know is bad, like, are bad to say or something. Or like little things that
we've
like,
gotten emails from things being like, can't believe she said that. Like,
but it's things that you genuinely say out of like not knowing. Like,
I know.
Maybe it's like, it's just mad.
I know. I know. I do get that. Sometimes I just see if Lucy's in the room when I'm recording, I just see her like side eyeing me. I'm like,
you're like, what did I say?
I don't even know why I would have said.
And like, because you share so much online, do you think like with dating, people who date you are like, oh my God, is she going to start ripping into me on TikTok?
I just had Casey Campion on my podcast.
Yeah.
And we were saying, I wonder if any like straight men listen to the podcast. And I was like, it's probably only last situationships being like that fucking bitch like talking about me again. I was like, that is the extent of it.
No, we've gotten men who are secret listeners.
Really?
Yeah, I think they do it for like...
I've also had people saying, stop talking about me on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of...
Me
too. Yeah.
Hate mail, I'll fake out. I got one on Christmas Day.
Ah, would you be
Christmas Day, I was like, what are you doing? Like, go have your dinner.
What did it say?
It was like, yeah, you mad rat of a thing. Your podcast should be called Me and the Tree Rats and all. I was like... I was like, it's just me and my producer. Like,
what do you mean?
Who's your new rat?
I was like, what? I was really confused, but I was like, okay, like, who is this? I couldn't even think who it might be.
But if men don't want you to say bad things about them, don't do bad things.
Honestly.
You know what you're signing up for. Like.
Exactly. Like, you know I put everything online.
Uh-huh.
But I've been talking to people before and they'd be like, no, I'm like really low key. Like, don't do any of that social media stuff. The next day, all their posts, #explore, #explore.
Oh, go away.
#FYP.
Like men like, that you've been talking to.
Yeah. Are you inspired? Like, what's going on?
Trying to be an influencer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, okay.
Well, I think it's the ones that say they don't want that, that actually low key
do. Like,
this one goes to me before. I'd just come back from my friend's photo shoot for her tanning brand. And he was like, so like, are you like signed with a modeling agency? Like, could you get me in there? And he, keep in mind, this fella is short, like short king. He's like, I've been hearing lately, they don't even want tall guys anyways. I was like, no one told you that.
Did your mom tell you that?
Yeah, I was like, no one has ever
said
that.
No.
So I honestly, they just get started. And then I'm like, only one of us can be doing the social media thing, unfortunately.
So he's in the bin, obviously, that man.
I remember I went on a date with a man. And then he tried to get me to do marketing work for him.
Oh, for free?
Oh, yeah. Don't know if it was for free.
Probably for free.
Not sure that's
how he just threw that in there.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
As if, like, this is your job.
Bit mad.
Yeah. See it as, like, I don't know.
Opportunity.
Added benefit. Like,
marry me first and then we can talk.
Yeah. Sign the prenup.
Yeah, first day.
Is a prenup. So if you do sign a prenup, does that mean that you get half or you don't get half?
if you sign a prenup, say you were really rich or your fella was really rich, it means if you ever get divorced,
you don't get half
their money.
Right.
I wouldn't be getting married personally if I was being made to sign a prenup.
Do people really? Do prenups in Ireland, or is it just an American thing?
I don't actually know.
I think it's just like a millionaire thing. But
right.
I think this is meant to be the love of your life. Like your soulmate.
I agree.
I'm like, why would you even think that of me?
I think that's mad. I was watching that show on Netflix. Have you seen it? The Basketball Wags. Over in Miami, and like two of them are getting married and they're both signing prenups. I'm like, does that mean like you're setting yourself up for like
fame? Yeah, you're already doing it. But
that's
like,
what I think.
It, would he say it's him protecting himself or like,
why do you need protecting if we're meant to be like
together forever?
Yeah. That's the only way I'd even debate getting married, you know?
That you're together forever.
That we're soulmates. Yeah. But
a lot of people would know you from the cheating scandal.
Mm.
You have to tell us what happened.
That was just a crazy time for
When
me,
did
guys.
That happen?
In Bali this summer.
Right.
In the original podcast, because I was so scared about like naming people or places. I'm like, so I was in a place.
Oh, stop.
I was
on a holiday. Far, far away.
Yeah. Had to get two planes, like keeping it so vague.
Yeah.
It just, the whole time I was over there, I was seeing this guy and I really, really liked him. I was like, yeah, when I come back to Dublin, you can come and live with me. You know.
The things we say.
Maybe getting ahead of myself a little
bit. Just a little bit, maybe.
And these two, my, you know, really good friend, I thought, and him were just listening to me the whole time. And even since I've told the story, I remember.
Things come back to you.
Yeah, things have come back to me. She said something. I was like, oh, I'm just going to bring you home and keep you in my room forever. Like, just lock you up in my room. Joking, obviously.
She said that to him?
No, I said that to him. And then she goes, oh yeah, but none of your friends are like that. Like, you'd never have to worry about any of your friends going for your fella. I was like, yeah, no, definitely not. I'm only messing. Like,
How long were you friends?
We were always social media friends, about kind of 3 years.
Okay.
But we hadn't met up. We tried to meet up a lot of times. The first time we met up was February, say, and we were going away the start of July.
Yeah.
And even when I'd be down in hers or she came down to me, I was just kind of like, oh my God, like.
Were you just getting weird vibes?
Very. Okay. But I was going to Bali one
Regardless.
Way or another.
Yeah.
My mom goes to me, you would have gone with Jack the Ripper. I was like, to be honest, I was there. So I was like, you know, it's company, but there'd just be little comments made all the time. I remember even in the airport on the way there, like, I wouldn't miss a meal. I'd be eating all my meals, snacks. I'm getting snacks for the plane, of course. Like, and she'd be like, eating again, are you? And I'd be like,
no, someone said that to me. Now they'd be,
So there were always little red flags and little things, but I just thought that was one step too far.
Definitely, yeah.
I found out then when I came back, she had just stayed in my house for 4 days, been with my family. I'd just be up in my room. She'd be downstairs with my whole family watching TV. We were planning when we're going to get matching tattoos, bringing her around my friend group because she said she didn't really have good close friends.
Okay.
There's, you know, there's always a reason.
Yeah, alarm bell.
It showed. And I was like, oh my God, you poor thing. Like, I'll take you in. And then it was her birthday. I put up a birthday shout out. And then the fella that I'd met over there, she had hit him across the face. One of the nights we were all out drinking and he did not let this go. He held on to that. So when she was texting the boy I was talking to, being like, oh, don't let her know. Keep this to yourself. The fella that she hit across the face took a picture of it. And then on her birthday, after he seen my shout out, sent me the screenshot and goes,
he obviously wanted to see how close he was working.
Yeah, like, goes, tell her I said happy birthday. And I didn't even know what I was looking at first. I was like, what is this? He's like, you know that whole mud hut story? She spent the night in the mud hut. Because I woke up by myself in the bed and we were obviously in the same accommodation.
Okay.
Text her and rang her. I was like, where are you? Came home, this whole elaborate story. Oh my God, I fell asleep on the floor in this mud hut. I was asleep on this big Star Wars pillow, like in-depth story.
It's the details.
The details, like planned out. And I'm like, oh my God, you poor thing. Like, where did Star Wars come from?
And if you're thinking, what pillow
did I sleep on? Them were sat in the bed plotting. And I'm just such a trusting girl. I was like, didn't doubt it for a second.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I didn't have the room key to get into the accommodation because apparently I couldn't be trusted with the room key. So I didn't know how I even got back into the locked room that night. Obviously, I was blacked out.
She let you in and then
let
she
me
left.
In and then they said, okay,
off we she go. She really had to trust that you were too drunk to remember.
I was like, oh, you poor thing. That's crazy.
Fuck.
Yeah, so then I found out All hell broke loose.
And how did you confront her with it?
Yeah, oh. Did you? Rang her. Oh, you rang her?
No, she's lucky. I wasn't with her, to be honest. Rang her, said my whole piece, didn't even let her get a word in. And she didn't try to for the whole, it's like a trip. I have a video of me. I was on the phone to her for about 3 minutes, just saying everything I needed to say, well, screaming everything I needed to say. And then just hung up the phone, blocked her on everything, posted my videos. But she texted my mom being like, oh, Beth has heard some stuff. We've not even got a chance to discuss it. But before I text her mom because I loved her mom. Her mom was like a doll.
Yeah.
And I was like, just letting you know, I'm after finding all this out. I don't want you to think I'm after just disappearing out of her life.
Of course.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. Yeah. So I really liked getting to know you. And
but, it's like a breakup. Yeah, but
unfortunately, this is what I have to do. So that was kind of sad because her mom was such an angel, you know.
And when the videos were all going up, like, and she saw it, did she reach out then?
No, because I had her blocked and everything, told every single one of my friends, if you want to keep being friends with me, they weren't bothered anyways, but I was like, you can't block have her on Anthony. She didn't reach out, but he was reaching out to me, being like, oh, not even adult enough to have a conversation with me. I was like, adult? You want to talk about being an adult? Like, he's like, talk to me and everything. I was like, don't worry, I'll be talking all over on the podcast.
Yeah, not to you. Worry.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so he was her speaker. Oh, he was talking on behalf of her. I was like, no.
And haven't heard or seen anything of her since?
Nothing.
Well, do you think it's given you like a trust issues towards making new friends, but also for men? Because it's shit, because it's like, it's affected friendship trust and man trust. Men.
I feel like a little bit. Like, obviously, I have a new boyfriend now and I like trust him with my whole heart. But I think I would be really taking in new people and new friends. I'd always be open to making new
friends.
Yeah. Mm. Even the other day, I was coming into the podcast and this girl stopped me. I've not seen her in years. And she was just telling me she's having a hard time and she doesn't have like many close friends and everything. And I went home to my mom and I was like, I feel really bad. But my mom's like, Beth, you can't actually bring home any more new people. Like, you always do this.
I don't know how you say bring home.
I do. She's like, they live here for about 6 months and then they just do something on you. And
then
I'm like,
oh, they take advantage of your niceness.
Yeah. I literally text my boyfriend after I left and I was like, I just feel really bad. Like, she said she's really alone, but I just don't think I can take on anymore.
It's like you're taking on a child.
Yeah. No. He's like, to be honest, that is sad, but it's not your problem. You need to stop doing this. I'm like, I know. But then also, I don't have trust issues with my now boyfriend, but I just always think, because he would literally be selling me the dream, I've never felt like this with anyone. I've never had a connection like this with a girl. I'm like, was anything true? Was any of it genuine? And because I never had a final conversation once I found out all of this.
Yeah.
I'm always like, was that all fabricated?
Because I think a lot of it was. It's easier to tell yourself that it was in a way. Sometimes you just have to be like, I was thinking about Charlie and he's a load of shy. Like, don't
I know.
Like, yeah. Because you can be like,
tell yourself that anyway.
Maybe this, but it's actually easier to be like, he's a shy bag.
I know. Yeah.
Like, 100%. And not cling on to any of it because it's like, what was the fuck? Someone who does something like that to you, like, can't be a true man.
No. Because I remember one of the nights it was just me and him going out and I was on the back of the motorbike and I'm literally singing his praises. I was like this, you know what? You're just such a nice boy. Like, I've not seen a single bad trait in you.
When it's too good to be true.
God love you.
Yeah, I try. I was like, no, like, you're not a bad drunk. You've never shouted at me. You're just a sweetheart.
And he's 10 out of 10.
And he's eating this up. He's like, yeah.
He's loving life.
I was like, crazy.
Well, I think people like that actually believe that about themselves as well.
They brainwash themselves.
Oh, they believe. Yeah. Like thinking he is the best person in the world.
Some
like.
People just, no matter what you do, the victim complex is just embedded in them.
Oh, real.
Yeah.
But on a lighter note, your new boyfriend.
Yeah.
Tell us all.
I've been single like 2 years.
Were you?
Yeah.
And where did you meet new man?
Instagram.
Okay.
You flew over to him, didn't you?
I flew over to him for a first date, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just so done with the Irish boys. Like, I just can't. I really can't. So, me and him just started talking when I came home from Creamfields. I just posted a little bikini pic, you know, the phone was very dry. Yeah. And then I got onto him. I texted him because he had texted me during the summer. But I didn't, you know, I thought I was in love. I was like, can't be.
Wife
can't be answering
like, no.
Yeah. So then I was like, oh, how are you? Like, how was your summer? And we just got talking. We were talking for like 6 weeks and we actually were getting on really good. Mm. Usually after about a day or two, I'm like, you are so boring. I actually can't continue this. Yeah. Like, goodbye.
It's hard.
Yeah. Oh, but me and him actually really got on. So I was like, it can't hurt to go over for a date.
Yeah.
Had a great day. Everything was amazing. Aww. The only thing is, I actually haven't even said this on my own podcast yet.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Exclusive.
The
exclusive.
Only thing, yeah. I thought he was 22. He told me he was 22.
Oh, and you're 22?
I'm 22, yeah. Because he obviously thought, I'm never going to meet this girl. It doesn't matter. We're just texting.
Oh, no.
Maybe something like that. Oh my God, I'd met his whole family at this point.
You're in.
I'm in. Like, I was invested. And he was in Turkey at the time. He sends me this big paragraph. There's just, this has been eating me up. There's just something I really need to tell you. I'm only 19. I was like,
oh!
19. I was like, show me your passport. You're lying. 2005. Oh. I was like,
oh, that's so late in
like,
the
so bad.
Wait, were you born in 2000?
I'm born in 2002.
That terrifies me. To hear someone say that I need to stop.
Six months older than my little brother. I was like, my brother's like, you're a freak.
Is it 3 whole years or is there like two and a half,
I think.
Okay.
But I was like, I'm in too deep now. Yeah. So he probably was right in not telling me at the start. Because I would have been like, goodbye. Like,
you would
not even entertain
it. Okay. So, have you ever been with somebody younger than you?
By like a year maximum. Okay. And I'm like, oh my God, child.
It only sounds worse because it's in the teen. Like, yeah. if you were 23 and he was 20.
20.
Yeah, now he's just turned 20. So I was like, okay, thanks.
Okay.
Oh, but like, don't post your birthday anywhere. Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. No balloons.
And does he act older? Like, he's mature?
He does. He really does. So my friends, when I told them, they were like, I would have thought he was 27.
Oh, okay.
I was like, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. So it's okay.
Well, if he can carry it, it's fine.
Exactly. And he's kind of putting me to shame because he has his life sorted.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm actually like 2.5 years older than you, can't drive anything. Yeah. So
and it used to be long distance, obviously now.
Yeah.
How do you find that?
It's difficult. Mm. It is difficult. And now I have a new job. So between college, I'm in my final year, work, everything, trying to find time. It is a lot. But I'm like, just wait till summer.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have the whole summer off. It'll be fine. And then I might move over there. I don't even know what I'm gonna be doing.
Okay.
Yeah. You know?
What are you studying in college?
Marketing.
Marketing, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you? I did marketing, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fun. When did you graduate?
18, 17, back in my day. No, literally like four years ago. We were doing the podcast when you graduated.
We were doing the podcast.
Oh, wow.
Or did we just...
Yeah, it's like,
was it in the works?
I think it was 4 years ago. I think it was 22.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you would have been starting.
Yeah.
Are you in TUD?
No, DCU.
DCU, yeah. That's
yeah, it's only like 15 minutes from mine. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're nearly done.
Yeah, nearly done.
This is the best part. Like, it's the worst little bit, but like you're nearly there.
Yeah.
And forever, because like even you want to do the podcast, like put your all into
it. I know.
Social media, I was the same.
Yeah.
It's just
I just find it hard to focus on everything at once. Mm.
So I was like, I just want one thing to focus on.
I know.
Rather than all these fucking different topics.
I'm like jumping between everything. It is a lot, but it'll be worth it.
It was so worth it. Literally, you have three months
and done.
And you're
good. And I'm not doing 4 years for nothing. Like,
no, yeah, that's how good that you finished it and all. Like,
yeah.
The weight off your chest.
Yeah,
like,
I know. Thank God. My mom keeps going on about. She's like, finish your degree.
Oh, yeah. It's so good
to have it behind you.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not dropping out, man. But.
And any sign of getting him on the podcast? Is he into that?
Yeah, he actually definitely would. Yeah, I'm going to get him on very soon. I think we just need to find a day with his work that we can both come on, but he'd be great. Like, he's more of a performer than me. Like, he
really
eats it up. Yeah.
What's his, like, personality type?
He's so outgoing.
Is he like, so you?
The like, same as me. Sometimes I'm like...
You're like, calm down a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's really, really... But I love that as well, that he's, like, a friendly boy. Talk to everyone, you know? He's
Yeah. I saw you making the cake for him.
I know.
Oh, so
the mess.
Cute.
Everywhere. It was everywhere. Yeah. And that was me trying my very hardest to keep clean. It's just ridiculous. I actually love baking, but that is the outcome every time. And it's poor mom. It's not even my kitchen. I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, icing on the floor, icing
on
the dog,
everywhere.
Wrecked. Yeah. And then he's like this, what if we just put sprinkles all around the edge of the plate, just throwing the sprinkles around the kitchen? I was like, okay.
Do you find yourself, like, when you're with him, because obviously over there, you're with, and when it's a boyfriend, you're with him all the time. Do you feel like you, like, pick up the accent at all or, like, say things that he says?
I think a little bit. And sometimes when I make videos, people do be commenting and they're like, where is that accent from? I'm like, I don't think I have a man accent.
I don't think so.
But they're like, it's very mixed. And I think just because I have friends from all different places in Dublin, like he's from London, I'd be around a lot of London people.
I love the London accent.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think sometimes I can pick them up easily.
They say if you have, is it like a musical ear or something that you can pick up accents really?
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow.
Or like if you were ever in stage school or stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like if you were any sort of a stage school child, me and my sister were like that. And like my mom used to say, if we were around anyone, my sister even probably still says it, if you're around anyone with a certain accent or something, you just randomly start talking like the crack.
Yeah.
No, do you ever see people come home from America and everything, literally born and bred in Ireland, and live like a full on.
Yeah, have to start saying
but
water.
Then, like, but then there's some people.
Diapers.
Some people are the opposite and they like will live there for years and years and years and still.
And never
like, like that girl that we follow.
Oh,
Do you ever see, is it Alana? Oh, Doherty or Doherty? But her dad's Irish. She's American. Have you seen her on TikTok?
Oh my God.
Her dad, and they actually just started a podcast.
He couldn't be more of a dub.
Yeah. But he's obviously living there years.
I was like,
I know.
Yeah.
It's a mad, like, combination.
Yeah.
Here in the Dublin accent and then proper American. Like,
I know.
Mad.
Hey everyone, I'm Gypsy Rose Blanchard. So viewers will see in this season of Life After Lockup my struggles and mistakes I made, how I handled myself. I'm excited about motherhood. I get to share with my child the things that I didn't get to experience as a child myself. And Ken and I grow as a couple, seeing how we navigate parenthood, seeing how we navigate our relationship. It's gonna be great.
Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup. New episode tonight at 9, only on Lifetime.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Real businesses rely on Spectrum Business. Get the fastest, most reliable internet starting at $40 a month when bundled and backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Find a plan that's made for your business at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So much of what we want to do can seem impossible, but the highest achievers among us are the people still reaching for something, the ones who aren't satisfied to stay where they are and want to keep climbing higher. It's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon reimagined through thoroughly modern design. It's got a tough, rigid body design and durable, lightweight monocoque architecture for extra strength. With precise detailing and compelling proportions, the exterior of the Defender is designed with integrity. This is a vehicle capable of great things, engineered to meet challenges head-on with an exterior that's been tested to the extreme. Experience the Defender's legendary capability off-road and on. And there's a family of vehicles for Defender. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. So, are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
Obviously, you're lucky and happy in love now, but any worst day stories that you've had?
Oh my God.
For him.
So many, to be honest. This is why I'm like, I'm done with...
With dating.
With Dublin boys. Yeah, I just can't do it anymore. Some of them are my fault, but... I went on one and after the date, we went to this like fancy restaurant in Dublin. After the date, he brought me to Darndale and he was like, yeah.
Where else would you want to go?
I was like, I got my lashes on there. Yeah. And he's like rallying the car, like doing
showing
donuts.
Off, yeah.
No, he's like, donuts. Hold on. What?
I'd be on the little strap.
Yeah. I was like, what do you even do? I was like, thank you.
You're just doing donuts in the middle of the day.
Love. But I was like, okay, that was lovely.
So much fun.
Yeah. Went home.
Should you clap afterwards?
Honestly, I was like, what am I meant to say right now?
Anyways, brought me home.
Then he was out one of the nights. I think it was like the weekend after. And I was out. He rang me at like 8 a.m. I was in my friend's apartment. I don't know where he was. Just saying like madness down the phone. Like, wouldn't even repeat it. I was like, we've been on one date. I was like, that's crazy. Like, blocked on everything. I was like, that's
mad behavior.
Yeah, like, can't be speaking to me like that. Blocked on everything. Woke up to a fake account texting me on TikTok. And it was like, see you, you mad rat of a thing, replacing me.
What do people call you, rat?
That's why I was like, is it the same person?
Yeah.
I was like, he's like, you'll be replaced in a day. Handy. I'm not bothered, but you can send me back that money for the date. Sent him €50 back
from
the date.
Why are Irishmen crazy?
Sent him the €50 or I'll be down. Or I'll be down to get my own back. I was like, my windows are going to stay put. Like, yeah, they are not getting put through.
Wait, so did you send...
Sent him the money. I was like, I'm so sorry.
And what, did he say like thanks or something? Or?
No, he's like, yeah, yeah.
Ask her. Like, oh, no.
I swear, I feel like... Oh my God. Then I was in the gym on the Stairmaster doing my thing. He's not even from where my gym would be. Literally nowhere near from. He walks in. He's on the punching bag. I was like, oh my God, I'm next. I was like, no. Oh. So bad. It was a disaster. Oh, I literally ran out of the gym, rang one of the girls. I was like, come get me now. I was like, I have a stalker. I actually think it was just a coincidence, but I was like, this is too much.
Oh, God.
That was the last I heard of it. I sent that money straight away, rang my mom crying. Like, it was...
I'm not surprised you went to England instead.
I know. I was like, I'm too sensitive for this stuff. Like, you're not going to treat me crazy. No. But I don't know. And then I went on another date before. I hadn't eaten all day because I was just getting ready, busy. Low waisted jeans. I was like, I need to be looking snatched.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I got so drunk. I don't remember the end of the day, anything. He said I was wearing sandals. He said I was taking them off, throwing them into the middle of the road. On a first date, he was trying to hold me up with one arm, get my sandal with the other. His cousin came to collect us. I got in the back of the car. Kept forgetting it was his cousin. I was like, can't believe you brought all your friends on our date. Had no idea it was in the front of the car. I was like, bring me to the chipper now. Rang home, took the whole house's chipper order. No one was bringing me to the chipper. No, like, get to the door. My brother's like, where's the chipper? I was like, what chipper? Oh. Couldn't even remember. I made the call. It was so...
Did you ever see him again?
No. Oh, I did actually.
Did you?
Yeah. I texted him next day. I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm not sure what I'm apologizing for.
He kind of seems nice that he like cared and stuff.
I know. He forgave me. Like, brought me a little bag of jellies out. I was like, sorry about that. Yeah, yeah. But then he decided to launch his social media career. So I had to say.
And is he still doing it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, we need to know who this is.
I'll show you that. Yeah, I was just like.
Would we know him?
No.
Really?
Yeah, no.
What's content like?
He has like a tagline. I don't want to expose the poor fella, but I was just like, only one of us can be doing this. Yeah. Unfortunately.
It doesn't work for two of us. Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, but I did feel bad after that day. I was like, that's so crazy.
I need to know why. Yeah. We'll ask you. What was the cat cafe date as well?
Oh my God. I flew over. I was like 18, 19. Met this fella on my first girls' holiday in Tenerife. He was from Liverpool. I again was like, oh my God, love of my life. Yeah. Love you.
I do love a scouse act.
Yeah. Oh,
it's nice.
Loved it. I flew over when I came home to meet him, but I didn't tell my mom I was gone because obviously she's not going to let me, So I just left her a little note on the back of my door. I was packing my case during the day. I was like, hiding it in the corner of my room. Flew over to meet him. She woke up when I was going through the airport and texted me. They literally have a sixth sense, like a sense. I was like, where are you? I was like, I'm just in Terminal 2.
Wait, what does your note say?
It was written in crayon because that's all I could find at the time. Like a luminous crayon. I was like, just gone to Liverpool for the weekend to meet a boy I've been talking to. Love you even though you hate me. And then,
oh
like,
my God. I say she was ringing the police.
She was like, what is wrong with you? She kept me so sweet while I was over there because she didn't think I'd come home.
In case you were... Yeah.
But then I came home, she didn't speak to me for like months. Mm. So yeah, we were walking around and he was like a criminal, but like a thug. But I was like, oh, he's nice to me. He wasn't. But... he was walking around with a balaclava on in Liverpool City, and I'm like there in like full pink outfits, crazy
puppy jacket,
yeah, and like, he's like ballied up, and I was like, I want to go into the cat cafe. Walks in with a balaclava on, everything. I was just like, what am I doing, actually?
And does he not take off even indoors?
He eventually, once he was free from the office, what is happening?
He was on a wanted list, obviously.
Wanted. He had to get the ferry back from Belfast over to Liverpool, you know, because his passport would come up, everything. I don't know what my thought process was.
And do you know where this man is now? Is he locked up?
He was then again for another 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Then actually my birthday this July, I had his ex ringing me on my clothes page. Because I have her blocked on my main page. Because she was texting me when I was on to him, being like, you know, he's still on to me. And I'm like, oh my God, delusional liar. Obviously he was. Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about?
Oh my God.
So she was ringing me on the clothes page and was like, because he was in Dublin, I think, recently. And he rang me and was like, oh, are you going to come see me? I was like, absolutely not. But I'm happy for you. You're out of jail. Looks like
you're having a good time.
Back up and running. Yeah. Like, I'm really delighted. Thailand looked great. What were you there for? He's like, you know, just sawing a few bits. I was like, yeah, well, you got your money back up. Like, yeah, whatever. Just had a little catch up.
I've seen him win.
Yeah, I'm thriving. I was like, no, I'm not coming to see you. Like, I'm not. She rang me and said, when he was in Dublin, he got onto you. I can't lie to save my life. I was like, bad karma. But it's my birthday. I'm in Bali at Finn's Beach Club. I was like, yeah, he did. Then I start getting messages from him on my main account. See you telling her that. And I'm like, please, it's my birthday. Again. Yeah, rah. I was like, please, it's my birthday.
Not on my birthday.
Not today.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't care. And when he actually was staying in Dublin, he was going out with boys only down the road from me.
Yeah.
So he knows all the boys from just up the road from me. And he's like, yeah, watch your windows again. Put through. I was like, why is everyone chatting in my house?
Yeah, leave
I was like, leave it alone.
Please.
So then I was ringing my mom on my birthday from Finn's Beach Club. And I was like, I'm just warning you.
Oh, fuck.
Everything. She's like, Beth, like, nothing's going to happen. I was like, I'm just telling you.
Just in case, yeah, mom.
Nothing came of it. Thank God.
Oh,
but
my God. Is she just used to how, like, all the mad things you've been on?
Yeah, to be honest. She's happy now. She loves my boyfriend. Aww. Happy and settled. He's a lovely boy. Has a real job.
Like, we love employed men.
Yeah.
Occupation.
She's like, no balaclavas.
Yeah.
She loves them. So
perfect.
She's happy. Aww. And I think I've calmed a lot since that era.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank God for her.
We all had that, like, need that.
Some others.
You figure out what you want. Do you want to be doing that?
Yes.
In Darndale? Yeah.
No, I don't.
Do you want to balaclava in the cat cafe?
No. When I want to be looking over my shoulder the whole time.
No. Poor man's windows.
Waiting for the ops.
I'd say he was looking around the cat cafe thinking some cat spy.
I was like, Lee, what are we doing right now?
Oh, I can't believe that.
So bad.
I didn't even know people actually wear balaclavas.
I know.
In real life.
Mm. Where do you even get them?
It's happening like Central City and all them cool
where would you go about
or DJ Provy from Knee Cup.
Do
you know what I mean? Like Tony, the big green one.
Yeah, that one is so cool.
So remind everyone the name of your podcast so you can
Tipsy Topics.
Well. Mm-hmm. Tipsy Topics. Yeah, so you have much more crazy stories as well.
I do, but it's called Tipsy Topics and recently I'm like, I think I'm going to give up drinking. I'm sober.
Really? Are you over drinking?
It's just like I just actually lose the plot.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I was drinking, do you know what it was? I was in my boyfriend's over Christmas. I drank some vodka. I told him I had not drank vodka in 2 years. I was like, I can't drink vodka. He's like, it's all that's in the house. It's only us here. It doesn't matter if you
go
a bit crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I literally start being like lost. You know, the TV show was on in the background.
Yeah.
I think that sent me a bit of splats. And I was like, oh, I think I was possessed. I was like, you know, the people upstairs. And he's like, no one else is in the house and you're really scaring me. And then I was like, I woke up the next day, I was like, yeah, that's me, absolutely done, because that's well. So
something in vodka must just...
It is. It does different things to different people.
Mad.
Crazy.
Yeah. Hey, you've been really open as well on Tipsy Topics about your mental health.
Yeah.
And especially as a child, you had like suffered with intrusive thoughts.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, guys, my whole childhood life, my mom, I've spoken to her about it since, and she's like, I just thought you were like a bit quirky, bit of a weirdo. I'm like, well, I was really struggling. Like, yeah.
Little do you know,
so
mom.
Bad.
Yeah.
Like, I've blocked out a few years.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because it was just, I've always was a really anxious child. Mm. And even when it would come to lying, it would eat me up. I remember in primary school, I picked a flower and the teacher was like to me, did you pick that flower? I said no. Went home getting sick, crying all night long because I lied to the teacher.
My mom
marched me into school the next day and was like, tell her, because that was the only way that I would calm down.
Right.
Just like such. Or then one of my teachers was obsessed with germs and cleanliness. So then I got it in my head. That was my like obsession at that time.
Wow.
And I just viewed my little brother as like filthy, dirty. Because he picked his nose or something at the time. And I was like sick, like disgusting.
Yeah. Germs.
Germ. Yeah. So every time he would touch me or come near me, I would change my clothes. And I'm like running up and down, changing my clothes. And my mom's just like watching me. I was like,
thinking you're in a fashion show. Yeah, like,
I'm like, intervene, like, please. Wow.
It's only you and your little brother.
And my dad has two daughters as well. So they're my stepsisters. Yeah. But then it got to a point where it was really bad. Intrusive thoughts. I couldn't read the news. I know you shouldn't be really at 11, 12 anyways. But I couldn't even. I went to see Spider-Man in the cinema. Mm. That's not a graphic movie. No. The whole time I had my eyes closed, ears shut. In the car on the way home, they're all talking about, oh, do you remember this scene? I'm like, I don't remember any of that because I couldn't watch it because you're so worried that you're going to see something and take this on as an intrusive thought.
Really? Wow.
So bad. Or my dad would be like, come help me in the kitchen cook the dinner. And I'd be like, what if I just like can't control myself? Because that's what it is. And you know that you like,
you won't.
That's not you. Yeah. And it's, but it's just your mind. You can't, you've no control over your thoughts. And it's so upsetting and distressing. And eventually that went away and really diminished, thank God. But I know some people still struggle with it now at this age.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of my friends was telling me about her experience and she's like, I just have these thoughts all the time and it's so scary and I don't know what to do about it and I just feel nuts because no one else thinks like this. And she did not know that it was OCD.
That's a thing. Yeah.
She's like, I'm just crazy. And I thought I was crazy because I didn't go to therapy or anything until it diminished and I was in transition year.
Mm.
I saw a post on Instagram and it was like all about OCD, intrusive thought. And I honestly, that is like a key moment in my life.
You feel
for
like, oh my God.
I was like, this is what it is. I'm not nuts. Like, it's literally mental illness. So many people have it. And I just never knew what it was.
Right.
Then when I was able to tell her, like, you're not crazy. It's OCD.
Mm-hmm.
I have it. So many people have it. She was like, oh my God, I'm just so
You don't feel alone with it then.
Yeah.
Like, it's like at the answers kind of, wasn't it?
And it's kind of, you don't want to go to people and be like, this is what I'm dealing with. Because it's such a scary thing.
Mm. Yeah.
It's not just like, oh, I'm feeling anxious. It's like, I've no control over my mind. I'm having these horrible, horrible thoughts. It's so upsetting.
That's so scary.
It is.
Yeah.
Especially when I was so young. I was like, what is going on?
Mm. And do you still struggle with it now? Or not, just, you know, a better way to cope
with
it now?
Not with the intrusive thoughts, but I still would get obsessive over things.
Uh-huh.
My, like, sertraline is also given to people. That's the medicine I'm on for anxiety and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's also given to people with OCD. So that has really calmed it down. But even now, more so before I was on the medicine, when I get something in my head, I cannot let that go. That would be all I would think about 24 hours of the day for a week straight.
But like, what could it be? Like
anything, something tiny, like playing out little scenarios, or if someone said something to me, like that would eat me up for days and days and days at a time.
Like,
and
that's all
no matter what
about.
I would do,
nothing.
I couldn't even look at anything else to focus on anything else.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's really, you're just like, oh my
that
God.
That must be really draining.
It is. Like, you just can't move on.
Mm.
And everyone's like, just let it go. Just relax. I'm like, we are not the same.
Yeah.
I cannot let it
you
go.
Can't let it go.
So now it's really calmed down. Thank God. I can. I still get like obsessed. Like when I have something in my head, I'm like, but it's really diminished.
To a lower level.
Yeah.
And if you do get that in your head, like, do you have ways now where you're like an outlet for that? Like, do you write it down? Or like, how do you get through an intrusive thought, like periods?
I do just love journaling or...
Now you have your little notebook.
Yeah.
I know. Like, happy at my notebook.
My scribbles. I love journaling. Or I think sometimes I just be in my room and I talk through things myself.
Yeah.
I just be walking around. I'm like, okay, Beth, what is wrong with you right now? I'm like, well, Beth, this is what I if anyone could hear me, they'd be like, what?
Because in
happening?
Your head, it feels like a scramble when you say it out loud. You're like, oh, it's not that bad.
And I can actually work through it myself. I'm like, okay, this is what's wrong with me right now? I'm like, well, what is the solution to that? And I just talk it through. And then once you actually say it out loud, because I don't always want to go to someone else, because if you're constantly looking for reassurance that you're okay from other people, you're never going to be able to be okay by yourself.
Okay.
That's
like, yeah, when I would go to my mom sometimes, I'm like, I can't be going to her every time. I have a tiny little thought. So I do just kind of work through it myself now.
That's a wise thing to think.
Yeah.
So and mature, you're still so young. Yeah.
I've had to learn everything the hard way.
I think because you struggle with it from so young, you've had to like self-soothe probably a lot of things. Yeah.
And I think when I was younger, someone suggested I should go to therapy, but my dad was like, no.
Really?
No daughter of mine will be doing therapy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it was that dynamic. So I was like, okay, well, I need to figure this out eventually. And now I am in therapy since secondary school, but I think when I was just that young, it was just a bit of a stigma.
Definitely. It's changed so much even the last few years.
I feel like even like your parents' generation, even like regardless of how old they are, it wasn't as common as it is now.
No. They're like, man up, figure it out.
Yeah, they're like, grow up.
And they probably still say,
I'll give you something to cry about.
Yeah.
It's like, no wonder everyone's fucked
up.
Yeah, that's really good advice, I think, for anyone listening. Yeah.
I like the talking to yourself kind of thing.
I was doing it on a main road once, and I was like going back and forth. I was like, oh my God, I look like a crackhead.
People can see me.
Main road, like public cars flying up and down. And I was like,
you're like, sober, how are you?
You could be on the phone.
I was like, oh my God, stop this now. I just forgot where I was.
We'll leave it to our bedroom. Do you have anything else in your notepad that you want to touch on?
No, it's very brief.
It's a brief.
Scrolls,
talk about. Are you sure? Where can people find you online on your podcast?
My TikTok is Beth
Amwa.
My podcast is Tipsy Topics. Mm-hmm. And my Instagram is Bethwire.
Unreal. Yeah. Thank you. You're actually going to stay and help with a dilemma.
Oh, is that okay?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
You're going to stay.
Okay.
So every week we've secrets from the stalls and people write in and ask for advice from us, which sometimes probably is not good.
I'm like,
it's nice to have it. Another set of ears as well, another opinion. Yeah. So this is today's. So I've been in a relationship with this boy for 7 months. We met in work and have worked together for 2 years before anything ever happened between us. It's a very small office with not a lot of young girls or guys. However, there's one girl in the office and I had suspicions that my boyfriend used to flirt with her before me. Last week, I asked him, can I see their messages? As he knows, trust is a huge thing for me. He let me see his phone, no bother, but the messages made me sick. They're from 2 years ago, but flirting was insane. Even though he was in another relationship at the time. One message really stood out to me. She asked him, did you not have a girlfriend? Why are you flirting with me so much? And he replied, no, we're in an open relationship. I ran home straight away after reading this. He told me he was never in an open relationship and the past relationship was just really bad and he was in a really shit headspace. He said he regrets it and hates himself for saying that to her and cheating on his ex and lying about their relationship. I feel so embarrassed as I still work with this girl and feel so betrayed by him. Please help. Do I stay or go? Trust is a huge thing for me.
I feel like he didn't do anything on her. I know it was 2 years ago and it was his last relationship.
Yeah.
Like, Has he grown since then? So much in the past 2 or 3 years. People can change.
Yeah. True. And he also very openly handed over the phone to her and explained, look, I wasn't, because he could have said to her, I wasn't in an open relationship and made it seem better for himself.
Yeah.
He just said, I cheated. And that's it.
I like the way he did give the phone and was just like, you're going to see them anyway. So
that's so true.
Yeah.
Admitted everything. And like, I think on one hand, you have to be,
you have to think of
the positive about how open he was with it about you.
Yeah.
I think you just can't tell people's past against them. We're all really young at one point. Everybody makes mistakes. If he's not done anything on you or given you a reason not to trust him, then you're fine.
Yeah, I don't know if I would dump someone over their past. Mm. Obviously, you feel sick because you didn't know and this and that. Maybe it would have changed things at the start. But when you're already in it, it's like,
well, how can you say then, I want to finish because of what you did 2 years ago?
Yeah. I just don't think if it was me, I would. But then again, I can't, like, you know that sick feeling when you see something.
I know.
You're allowed to sit and be annoyed with it and like,
yeah,
because you're thinking of your lovely boyfriend now that you really, really love.
Can't imagine
that. Yeah, you can't imagine doing something like that. So I think you're allowed to sit in it and be annoyed, but also
it's probably going to make her trust him a little bit less naturally. Like,
yeah,
it can help that. But I think unless he gives a reason for you not to trust him,
Or like if it starts to affect you where you're like overthinking things and like make getting yourself up in a heap when he's out and things like that, like that's when you should reevaluate the relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think before then.
Yeah, I'm so trust till you have a reason not to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Benefit the doubt and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Like obviously your trust can be broken down, but I trust everyone 100% till they show me.
Okay. Until it goes down in percentage.
Yeah, like, my trust is not earned. I'm like, it's given.
Yeah.
It goes down, yeah.
I'm kind of the same. I feel like I'm just, I just assume.
Think everyone's
I assume that it's good and then if it's not, I'm like, oh.
I just think everyone's intentions are the same as mine. Same, like, oh, why would they do that?
Yeah. You think they're pure,
until you learn that.
Yeah, I think C has an extra one there. I think it's shit that she has to work with that girl as well.
Yeah, that like, would be a problem
that
for
is,
me.
That's so shit. I wonder, could you like, change a different department and work or like something you wouldn't have to see her as much as well. But I think the main thing is obviously you and him. So I think see her the next few months. Make you feel
stay away from her.
Trust-wise, stay away from her and go from there. Because I think if, like no one can tell you that you can't break up with him, but I think if it's affecting you like a lot in the next few months, I think you should reevaluate how you feel.
Try work on it yourself first and then
see how you go.
Beth, thank you so much for
being thank you for so having much, me, girl. I've had so much fun.
Thank you so much, Beth.
It's been great.
So phone a friend we do each week. We put a dilemma up on the Instagram stories and ask our followers to offer their advice.
The dilemma is, I have a group of friends I only see maybe 2 to 3 times a year, but we were to have a reunion in January. The table was booked for 6:30 in town. I arrived at the restaurant and 3 of the girls who were coming together texted to say they were running a little bit late. I assumed a few minutes and was already there at a big table alone. So after 10 minutes, I decided to call to check their ETA. After multiple calls, they finally answered at around 7 p.m. and told me they wouldn't be there for another hour. I was already sitting in the restaurant, was 35 minutes at this stage and no one has showed. The excuse that they had was that they lost track of time, catching up since they all got ready together. That's what dinner was for. I felt like a fool on my own. I was mortified. It felt like a prank. I've never felt so hurt. So I left. Hopped in a taxi and cried all the way home. Am I being dramatic for leaving and not wanting anything to do with them anymore? It's not the first time they've been selfish or too wrapped up in their own drama to remember about others. They barely apologised and don't seem to understand why I'm hurt. They showed up at 8, so I would have been sat there for nearly 1.5 hours. And here's what you've had to say.
So, first one, I definitely don't think you're being dramatic leaving. It would be so different if a bus or their transport got cancelled. But even if that was the case, being 1.5 hours late, leaving you there on your own is completely disrespectful of you and your time. I really think that they're not the friends you want in your life at all. The way I decide on things like this with my friends is, would I want my future daughter or son to have friends like this? And in this case, it's absolutely not.
Aww.
So true.
They're not your friends if they don't take you into consideration.
Nope, leave. Imagine if someone did that to your child, you would go absolutely ballistic. So why accept it for yourself?
True. I've been through similar. Most important thing to do is explain to them how it made you feel and give them a chance to change. If they don't, then leave.
She's well read. Why wasn't she invited to get ready with everyone? Yeah. It all feels like school.
Yeah, why wasn't she asked to get ready with them all? They should have communicated with her better. How would they feel if the roles were reversed? I feel like that's something that people forget to do.
Reverse the roles.
Yeah.
Definitely. I wouldn't take it to heart because they probably genuinely got caught up and weren't thinking about her, unfortunately. We've all been in a situation where we've done something without thinking of someone else. I'm sure they love her as a friend, hence why they arranged to meet up.
If they don't understand why you're hurt and upset, they're not real friends.
So disrespectful. Thank God you don't see them more often. Fake friends drop them.
I definitely would have left after 30, 45 minutes of waiting because it's just awkward, isn't it? I communicate that I was upset and give myself time to recover from the incident. I don't think it's enough to write the friendship off, but it definitely calls for an honest conversation.
Girl, walk away. Finding real friends that treat you right and let them come chasing.
Cut that friendship out of your life immediately. That'll only get worse if you forgive it.
This is ludicrous. Not overdramatic at all. Is there anyone, girl, she's really friendly with that she can raise it with?
So just
someone she can be like.
One of them, yeah. Honestly, no one deserves to feel like that. Get rid and get new friends that appreciate you. Unfortunately, the decision to withdraw from a friend group was never easy. And down the line, you'll probably question on a regular basis if you made the right choice, but maybe your values and their values aren't aligned right now. And like any relationship, it takes 2 people to care equally and maybe giving them a little space and see how it plays out.
And this listener's friends actually got in touch as well.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh my God. So she obviously seen it on the story, on the Instagram page.
And said, I know exactly what this is about. And sent it in.
I feel like this could be one of the cases where we had like the courtroom, you know, when we're a judge.
Yeah, get both sides of the story.
Yeah, get both sides in. Yeah. Come on the pod. But next week, we're going to talk about the listener's friend that wrote in and see how
she feels about it.
Let's get the other side of
it's
the story.
It's tough. It's like, it's obviously such a shit situation.
Yeah.
If something like this is a once off, do you think it's like...
Once off, you can kind of be like, all right. But still, I'd be like, why wasn't I invited to get ready with you?
Yeah. There's like, a few different moving parts that were weird.
Okay, you can understand if someone's genuinely late, that's no problem. But also, you were late because you were catching all up. Together. I was meant to be there, but you was catching up. Do you know
maybe
what I mean?
We'll find out the reason.
Ooh.
We will find out the reason next week. Remember, you can get in touch on homeidrink@goloudnow.com if you have a dilemma or friendship problem or whatever.
Anything.
You can send it in. Yes. We're also introducing some brilliant new segments soon. If you have any bedroom dilemmas specifically, so anything about your... sexual life.
Sexual. I love that. Sexual. So funny.
You can send them in to us. Or if there's anyone in your life that you think might be showing a red flag, literally can be so niche, can be so broad. We're going to discuss it. Let you know if it is a red flag. Because sometimes we'd be seeing green instead of red.
Oh, yeah. We're colorblind when it comes to that.
We can tell you it's red, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to do peak and bleak of the week to finish off. Peak, I have a new nephew.
Woo!
My sister had another baby. I feel like it's only it only has been a year and a half ago since Ray was born. Baby Rowan was born on the 19th.
I can't.
He is a Pisces, and so he narrowly escaped being an Aquarius.
Is that better? Or
apparently Pisces men are crazy.
Oh.
Like, I'm just thinking of like when people talk about men in relationships, obviously this is a baby, it's nothing like that. Yeah. But apparently they are, I don't know, someone said Aquarius and Pisces men are like that.
Okay.
But he's going to be a lovely boy.
Oh,
that's
little
crazy.
Sweet.
Little Rowan.
That's so cute.
Yeah, so he waited and waited to not be an Aquarius, so. Must have been avoiding something there.
Yeah, you know exactly what
not
he was
to be
doing.
A curious man.
Love that.
But yeah, he gave birth on the 19th. I think it was like 3 a.m. And I knew it was a boy. She didn't know. She didn't find out.
I don't know how she
did.
I don't
know how she
does it either. Fair play to her.
I know. I don't know. I would not have the...
No, she's like, girls, you just have to wait. No, Selena, I don't think
I
can.
No, I know.
No.
Yeah, but she said it's more exciting than when you're pushing out the baby out. And
I just don't think I could wait the whole 9 months.
I know. It gets to the end, like, come on.
Yeah.
I need to know. But... Yeah, she's one boy and one girl now.
So. That's perfect, like, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
She's just so small and squishy. I'm going to meet him next weekend.
They're teeny tiny.
Teeny tiny.
Like,
but also, not,
I never
not
knew.
Teeny tiny when you think about it coming out your hoo-ha.
Oh, coming out my hoo-ha? No.
Woo.
Couldn't think about worse.
Apparently, it's like a ring of fire. Someone
I fell into the burning
I just think,
fire.
Like, women are just...
We're amazing.
Amazing, like... Moms are just like the fucking saviors of the world.
Seriously.
They don't get enough fucking praise.
If mothers weren't a thing, none of us would be here.
Yeah.
Man.
And even like, I think when I've moved out now, like, you do all your own things. So you're like, wait, how did my mom?
Yeah.
It makes you have so much more. Like, things aren't just done. You have to do it. Like, obviously, I've done some bits at home when I live at home by myself as well. But things like that your mom would do that you think is automatically just a thing.
Yeah.
Then they're on top of that minding kids, on top of that having a job. Like, how? There's not enough hours in the day for that.
No, I don't know how to do
they're
it.
They're just queens. Aren't what do you say? Soon, is it? Yeah, it's the next one coming up. I think it's in March.
Oh.
It's in March, yeah. So we'll talk about love moms more.
Love moms. Love.
What's your peak of the week? We usually start with the bad, but I was too excited.
Yeah, no. My peak is just our little trip to London. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, we didn't even get to chat about it.
Yeah. We went to London this week and it was just really adorable.
Yeah.
Very
nice.
I liked it.
Love London.
Yeah. It was sweet. So my peak of this week was the trip to London. My bleak is... Been back in the gym tomorrow and that was hell.
Was it tiring, like, after being away?
And I was this close.
To not going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got home this morning from Graham's at, like, 6:45. And I was like, I'm knackered, I'm going back to bed. Sometimes I say I'm not, but I do.
Yeah.
Went back, I think I went back to bed for, like, by the time I actually fall asleep and, like, after
like
school.
An hour or so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had my alarm set for 5 to 9 to be in the gym for 10.
Mm.
Just to give me ample amount of time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm not going. And then it started lashing rain. And I was like, but all I kept thinking was, give it until like this time now today.
Yeah.
You were going to be so annoyed at yourself that you didn't go.
Yeah. Because after the fact, you're delighted.
Yeah.
You feel better. Yeah.
I would have fell back asleep. Yeah. Probably woke up in a worse mood. And then later on today, I've been like, you should have just fucking bit the bullet.
And I think when you miss the first thing in your morning, it's like, it puts you off for the day a little bit.
Yeah. I was like,
I could have had that done by now. The time passed anyway.
Like, yeah. It's gone anyway. I would have just been asleep.
Yeah.
What difference has it made? Like,
literally.
So that's kind of a bleak that turned into a peak.
That's good.
Yeah.
My bleak was my kolposcystis. Actually, no, it wasn't that bleak.
Yeah, you got away with it handy.
I did get away with it. I had great, amazing nurses.
I was in a hoolie.
Not to say that a nurse isn't amazing if it is. If you are, if it is a bleak thing, because it's not a good thing anyway to get done, really.
No, like, Jesus.
A nice experience. But yeah, I had to get some cells cut off my cervix.
Fun being a woman.
Yeah. Punched off with a little...
actually it's quite big.
Ew.
I seen it because it was, yeah, it came out of a packet and I was like, whoa.
Sick.
Yeah. It's just the thought of like, you have to put your feet up in these. Is it stirrups?
Yeah, I left my runners on like a weirdo. Did you?
No, I took my mom.
Yeah, I was in runners and a gown, like,
and your with
my my arse out and my legs up in stirrups. What an idiot! Like, why did I do that?
I was like this, but like, I literally, because you're obviously so bare, and like, I was scared that I was like doing Disney news. I was like, this. I was like,
you were doing Demi Lovato.
She was like, you know, you have to open them. I was like, right.
Or what's
why does he need to?
Who's that other one? Something Ryan or something?
Debbie what? Ryan.
Yeah. Is like, that her name?
Yeah. I literally like,
yeah.
And I was proper, I was like shaking and she was like, just relax. You're making it work for yourself. I was like, going to get sick. But nothing actually about it was bad. I didn't feel any pain. Didn't feel the injection going in. The thing isn't nice. The big thing that goes up you, it's called.
I got sick after it. Horrible.
Yeah, what the hell?
No,
just the thought of it.
Yeah, like, yeah. I was just more thinking about what just happened inside.
See, I heard loads of bad experiences going in, so I think then that's why I didn't find that bad. I used to think I've always done it, even as a child, think the worst case scenario, and then whatever is better than that, you're
it's going to be better.
And yeah,
it's actually not that bad.
It's kind of a good coping mechanism. Anxiety. But I was going to get sick, and I got sick, and she's like, no, you're fine. No, it's fine. But it's just the thought of it. And the sounds, and the big, what's it called? The thing that opens up here.
Clamp?
Yeah.
Big stretcher.
That doesn't feel nice. Yeah. And just knowing that something's up inside you and you're not...
I'll get sick again.
Yeah, I know. Right. It was bleak slash... It went really well. And a reminder to please get your smear test.
Yes.
Because we don't know these things are wrong if we don't go get them. And the smear test is handy. Fine.
Ah, yeah.
I actually... Yeah.
Do a smear every day. That's I don't
literally
mind that.
It's like, so fun. Scared of. But you can only know things that's wrong if you check them. So please... If you're listening to this right now and you're sitting where you can sit and not be in the car, look it up and book it if you haven't already. If you're 25 plus.
Yes.
Yeah. This is not an ad for smear test.
But if it wants me, you can get my Revolut payment. Okay.
That's us for this week.
That's us for
Instagram is How Much Drink Pod.
Mm-hmm.
We have full video coming out tomorrow, Thursday at 12. Bonus episodes Monday at 12. Full Wednesday at 12. Yeah. I'll see you on Monday for the bonus.
We'll see you on Monday.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.